Jeremiah chapter 5 and verses 30 to 31. The crowning sin. What do I mean? Well, Jeremiah, this young prophet, was raised by God to address Judah in its closing years. Judah had seen Israel in the north go into captivity because of its idolatry, because of its paganism, because of its defection from the covenant, their transgression of the law of God. Judah had witnessed all this, and Judah had not learned. As God said, it was even worse in Judah, because they saw what happened to Israel, but they still went into their paganism and idolatry, and they broke the covenant. Although they had some kings that did restore Judah to the way of the covenant, the course was downward. And prophets were raised. Isaiah, Jeremiah, and others were raised to preach against it. And as we've seen, Jeremiah has had much to say, and he's got a great deal more to say about this apostasy. He wasn't quite a lone voice, but he was very nearly a lone voice. But I've said this is the crowning sin. Now, I know I've looked at this passage in part of another big section, but look at it. A horrible and shocking thing has happened in the land. Now, not just horrible and shocking to Jeremiah, it's to God. What is God saying here? What is horrifying him so much? What is so horrible to him? What is so shocking to him? First, the prophets prophesy lies. These prophets are false prophets. They preach smooth things. Things are going to be pleasant. God is going to bless us. This is all good. You know, this kind of preaching. The prophets prophesy lies. The priests rule by their own authority. They're after number one. They're ruling in their own name, in their own power. They say so. Authoritarian. Dominance. Lording it over God's people. Prophets prophesying lies. Priests ruling by their own authority. That is horrible and shocking, says God. I can't abide it. But something even worse. And my people love it this way. Indeed, one version, I think, is the Living Translation, has it worst of all. My people love it this way. And no doubt that's a paraphrase, no doubt that's an addition, that's a gloss, but it captures the spirit precisely of what is going on here. I don't think it's merely, and my people. I think it's, but my people. Even worse, worst of all, the dreadful thing is, not only are the prophets misleading the people want to be misled. It's not only the priests are running things their own way, the people love it this way. And my people love it this way, says God. But the punchline comes. The question comes. But what will you do in the end when the judgment calls? When the judgment falls upon you? When the enemies are at the gate, when they take over, what will you do then? What will you do in the captivity? What will you do in the end? So this is the worst thing. Not only are the professionals leading the people astray, the people want to be led astray. They like it this way. Is this relevant to us? Well, I remember a case several years ago, many years ago now, trying to help someone who was clearly breaking God's word, a believer. But this person said to me when I finished, David, but I've never been so happy. And that trumped everything. I'm not worried about scripture. Don't tell me about that. I'm happy. My people love to have it so. And as I look at the paganism coming into the ecclesia, as I look at the business methods, the corporate business, the funfair, the fast food halls, the entertainment rooms and all the rest of it coming in, I can hear, but perhaps I can't hear it literally, but I can sense it. It's not only the prophets and the priests, as it were, the equivalent in the New Testament, the engineers, the re-engineers of the ecclesia. It's the people who love to have it so. I like running the fast food kitchen. I like all these activities. I like going on these trips with these people. I like doing all this. I don't want to hear what Scripture says. I don't want to hear what doom-laden preachers like me preaching. I don't want to hear that. I love to have it so. I've never been so happy when I'm arranging all this, the menus, the kitchens, the diet, the coffee, getting it all sorted out, running the business. I love all this clerical work. I love this administration. I like playing in the band. I love whacking the drums. I love all this. I don't want to know this doom-laden preaching. My friend, if there's an atom of truth in what I'm saying, then Jeremiah's solemn word. No, it's not Jeremiah's, it's God's solemn word. But what will you do in the end? When the harvest has to be reaped, when the reckoning day comes, when you have to answer for it, there stands God's word. Judah went away from the covenant. I believe the ecclesias are being taken away from the law of Christ. And the consequences will be severe. And the day of reckoning will be very solemn. Let me just read the passage again. It's true of Judah 2,500 years ago, yes. But I believe the principles can be applied and should be applied and must be applied to today. A horrible and shocking thing has happened in the land. The prophets prophesy lies. The priests rule by their own authority. And here is the punchline. And my people love it this way. Now hear the great question. Let it stand echoing in the air. Let it echo in our hearts. But what will you do in the end? Unbeliever, if you don't come to Christ, what will you do in the end? You re-engineers of the church, what will you do in the end? You who love to have it so, what will you do in the end?